Good afternoon, class. We're going to get right into the lesson right after prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this is a day that you have made. We thank you, Lord God, for Ever Increasing Word Training Center. We thank you for Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. We thank you for the vision and the visionary, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're getting everything from this school. I thank you that each student will get impartation, revelation, and inspiration from these classes, and that each class complements the apostles' class, Lord God, so that the students are going to better be able to receive from the man of God when he comes and ministers to them. Lord, we just give you all the praise. And as always, Father God, if the Holy Spirit don't show up, I'll fall flat on my face. So I'm leaning completely and totally on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to continue on our lesson of the Spirit of Honor. But today we're going to be talking, we're going to be back into our book. And hopefully you guys have gotten your book, but we're going to be back in the book, The Spirit of Honor by Tudor Bismarck. This is the book that we're going to be teaching from and have been teaching from, except for the last two sessions where we were talking about pride. We're going to be talking today about the six levels of honor, the six levels of honor. And we're going to first talk about honoring life sources. The first way to come against the spirit of dishonor is to sow a seed of honor. The first way to come against the spirit of dishonor in your life or a person's life is for them to sow a seed of honor. So if you know there's been some dishonor in the past towards your man of God, your pastor, somebody that's in leadership authority, the one way and the first way that you can come against that dishonor is begin to sow honor seeds into their life. Amen. All right. Those who have imparted life into you, wisdom, blessing, and revelation, inspiration, and knowledge, you want to sow into their lives. Let's look at Romans 13, chapter verse 7. It says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. We must honor all men and give them the honor that's due their position, their rank, their accomplishments. Amen. That's so very important. In the military, men are honored based on their rank, their position, their accomplishments. You know, people who do great things in society of the world, they're honored with like a Nobel Prize, or actors, they may be honored with an Oscar. But basically, we must honor even the more so those who are in spiritual ranks, honor them because they are deserving of honor. We owe them that respect and honor. If we want what's on them, the blessing, God's favor and God's anointing to be released on us, we must properly honor them by sowing seeds of honor and by doing honor deeds into their life, serving properly. And that's one way. You know, a lot of times people think, well, the only way you can honor is to sow money into your man of God's life. No, that's one way, and that's the main way. But there's other ways in areas of serving, in areas of, number one, taking the word that's been sown out of their mouth. When they preach and minister and teach under the anointing, you take what they have imparted into you, you apply it to your life, and you begin to see results. And when you begin to see results in your life, you're honoring your man of God by operating in the revelation truths that he has taught you. So that's so very important. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. It says, let the elders who perform their duties or offices well be considered doubly worthy of honor and adequate financial support, especially those who labor faithfully in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox when it is treading out the grain. Again, the laborer is worthy of his hire. And that came from the Amplified Bible, just to let you know. Just like you would muzzle an ox keeping him from eating. Or when I say ox, I'm talking about if back in the old days when people farmed, they used ox or they used mules or horses. But you wouldn't muzzle or prevent your beast of burden from eating, because he's the one that's helping you with your livelihood. So the same way you would not muzzle by not honoring, by not sowing into your man of God, because he's imparting into you spiritual things, and you now take your carnal things, sowing into his life, so that the spiritual things in that he's been imparting into you can begin to manifest, and you begin to see the blessings in your life. Amen. All right. It says here in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6, and this is also the Amplified Bible. It says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the reverence, fear due me, says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. You say, how and in what way have we despised your name? You despise his name when you dishonor and don't show proper honor. That's how you despise your father, by not honoring him. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6 in the Message Bible says, this is true, that a son honors his father and a worker his master. So if I'm your father, where is my honor? If I'm your master, where is my respect? God of the angel armies is calling you to the carpet, or calling you on the carpet. You priests despise me. You say, not so. How have we despised you? But your sooty, sloppy, defiling worship. You ask, what do you mean defiling? What's defiling about us? What's defiling is whenever you neglect to pay your tithes, or sow offerings, or sow honor seeds, you're dishonoring your man of God. You're dishonoring God. Sowing into your man or your woman of God's life is a form of worship. You know, in the Message Bible, it says that with your sooty, sloppy, defiling worship. When you sow honor seeds, that's a form of worship. You're worshiping with your seed, with your money seed. That is indeed a form of worship. You must understand the importance of giving honor to whom honor is due. You must honor the anointing that's in the land, the apostolic gift in your region. You know, as I stated last week, God's raising up that office, and apostles, people who God has called and gifted and qualified them to those offices. God's raising them up all over the country, all over the land. And they're the ones that they go up and out in the front. They're the ones that plow the road and open up the avenues and the airways spiritually, so that we can make forward progress spiritually, financially, health-wise, in every aspect of our lives. Because that's God's government in place. And when God, you know, when you have the proper leader in government, the nation is going to prosper. The nation is going to advance because they have faith in their leader. When you have the proper apostolic government in place, the people are going to prosper. The region is going to prosper. The church is going to prosper. All those who are connected and in covenant will prosper, because that's the way God operates. That's his divine order. That's apostolic government operating the way it should. Amen. All right. There have been times when people didn't honor the anointing in the land, and the Lord removed that gift from them to another place where the gift could be received and honored properly. I know a situation where a very prominent minister, several years ago, he was ministering and working out of a state and in a city in a particular state. And because the area, the region, the people, the church didn't respect and honor his anointing to the degree that it should be, the Lord permitted him to move the whole ministry from one state to the next, because of the dishonor and the disrespect and They saw him local, but God had bigger plans, you know. So that's why it's so very important. When your man of God grows and the anointing grows in his life and the vision expands, you need to be able to expand and grow with that vision. You need to run with that vision and support that vision and uphold your man of God and pray and recognize that you're part of a vision. And so you need to keep up with where the vision is going and don't try to stifle the vision. Don't try to keep it local. Don't try to suppress it, because everything about God is always on the increase. And that's something very important that we need to know. It is important that we honor the anointing in our local areas and community. The gift was sent to us and to that area to release the blessing that God has sent and that we need and that the region needs. You know, one of the things I stated once before, you know, Apostle Thompson was sent to this region in Louisiana and to the world so that people can be delivered from financial bondage, so they'll know how to experience financial breakthroughs or financial blessings in their lives, you know. But if you don't receive it, and if you don't honor it, if you don't respect it, that anointing will not come upon you and you will not be blessed. Matter of fact, when you dishonor it by not respecting it, the opposite takes place. The Bible says the curse causeless shall not come. There's always a reason why the curse, you know, bad fortune, you know, misfortune, calamity, you know, things happen where you're not advancing. Instead of advancing, you're actually losing ground. Something you're not doing in the area of honoring and taking in and applying the principles that's being taught. If you apply the principles and you get it down in your heart, you can't help but prosper. You can't help but be blessed. Amen. All right. I would encourage you, if you are a minister in a particular region or country, local pastor, and if there's an apostolic gift that's in your area or someone who has rank, just without him even being there, just sow a seed into his ministry. Go by, drop off a seed and honor the gift in that region. Because what takes place really is that an apostolic anointing is a governmental territorial anointing. He's praying and he's principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness are kept at bay when there's an apostolic presence there that's functioning and operating in God's order and God's divine agenda. And that region is able to prosper. So when you sow into that gift, it opens the door now for God to flood your bank accounts, your savings accounts, your life, your health, you know, anything that you need, that apostolic gift. Always tell people your man of God has your word in his mouth. All you have to do is listen, apply it, and thank God and praise God and watch the results take place in your life. When you show that kind of honor, there is automatic spiritual reciprocation, sowing up so that the anointing can come down. And when I say when you sow that kind of honor, it's just going by. There were times, and I haven't done it recently, I need to probably do it again now that we have internet and we have I can go online and I can sow a seed anytime I wanted to my man of God. It's a lot easier, but there were times I would actually put my seed in the envelope and on the way to work stop by, put a seed in the mailbox. I've done that, you know, just because I needed to get the seed in the ground. One thing about a seed, it will not produce until you get it in the right soil. You've got to put the seed in the soil for it to produce. You know, when you keep the seed in the barn, it'll never grow. You know, matter of fact, moths and, you know, you're going to need a new roof. The AC is going to go bad. The transmission is going to break on you. You know, that seed is going to suffocate, you know, when you keep it in the barn too long, especially a seed that you know to sow. So you got to get the seed out the barn and sow the seed in order to see results. Amen. Let me move on. As we stated, the greatest seed that you can sow is an honor seed. There's no greater seed that you can sow greater than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life. It is required by God that we honor and respect every life source. The word says, give honor to whom honor is due. It's specifically meaning here that you are to honor a life source. Giving honor to whom honor is due, render to all their dues, respect and honor. Anytime people dishonor a life source, it unleashes demonic attack, satanic oppression, generational curses, poverty, all kinds of barrenness and famine takes place when you dishonor a life source. And we talked about life sources, an apostle, a prophet, fivefold ministry gifts, your pastor, even your parents, even your boss. When you dishonor them, you violate the principle of God's sovereign existence of the way God's government is set up. So it's very important that you honor every life source. It says that all life comes from God. And when you blatantly dishonor a life source, no matter what source it is, it violates, and I just stated that, the principle of God's sovereign existence. Anytime a life source is violated or dishonored, God withdraws his blessing at any time and on any level. Anytime a life source is violated or dishonored, God has to withdraw his blessing at any time and on any level. Okay, now what we're going to do, we're going to look at for the next 23 minutes or so, and we're going to define the six levels of honor. The first level of honor is number one, and it's pretty easy. You should know this, is to honor God. Above all else, as a Christian, as a born-again believer, we need to, if nothing else, honor God. And scripture reference we're going to use for that is going to be found in Proverbs 3, verses 9 through 10. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. It is imperative and of utmost essentiality that we honor God with our increase. We talked about that a little while. We are commanded in scriptures to sow our seed, to sow tithes into the kingdom of God. Not only tithes, but offering. Let me move on. It says, if you're not tithing, you're not honoring God. There is no way your barns and your storehouse can be filled if you're sowing this kind of dishonor by not tithing. That's inexcusable by doing so. You need to give God what belongs to him. 10%, the first fruits of your increase. And when you get paid, you don't want to let that seed linger in the barn. When you know you got increase, you take the 10% off the top, not off the bottom. In other words, don't wait till the bills get paid. Don't wait till the car get out the shop. You give God his 10%. ASAP. Get it out the house, get it out the barn, so that that seed can bring, so that now that seed can produce more seeds. One seed put in the ground, a corn seed, just one corn kernel put in the ground will produce a stalk, and the stalk has many yields of corn on it and many seeds and many pieces of corn. So one seed produces several hundred to maybe even 1,000 pieces of corn with just one seed. So your seed that you sow, whatever size it is going to multiply and it's going to produce. We must always honor God with our substance, the first fruit of our labor. God is deserving of all that honor because he is the principal life source. He is life, and all life comes from him. When you don't honor God with your tithes, you are cursed with a curse, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 9. He said, you know, wherein have we robbed you? You've robbed me in tithes and offering. And when you don't honor God first and foremost with your tithes and offering, you are cursed with a curse. Without God, there would be no life. He is the originator of all life and the giver of life. So we honor God with the first fruits of our increase so that our bonds, our bank accounts, our checking accounts, our savings accounts, our stocks and bonds are filled. And that's so very important. Whatever job, whatever business you have, when you honor God, the job is going to be blessed. The seed is going to continue to multiply. The business will continue to grow. Even if you're retired, whatever income you get, you sow into the kingdom of God by honoring God first. And by doing so, you can't help but increase. You'll never go down. You'll never be without want. You'll never be without lack because you've given God honor by doing what basically Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thy increase. Amen. All right. Let me move on. Also, too, in conjunction with honoring God with the first fruit, we must honor God in our moral conduct. Honoring God in our moral conduct. It is very dangerous for an individual who should know better to be in inappropriate behavior or relationships, inappropriate conduct and moral failures, especially those that are teaching and preaching the word of God, preaching one way and living the other. If you're a minister, if just being a Christian, you want to honor God by living right. You know, don't use 1 John 1:9 as an excuse for sin. You know, if I confess my sins that he's faithful and just to forgive me of all sin and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. No, you want a purpose in your heart to live right. You know, yeah, we'll fall and we'll sin. We can get up and we can move on and brush ourselves off. But it's better just to live right from the get go. And I always tell people, never put yourself in a position where you can sin. You know, I use the expression, you know, if I'm in a temptation, if temptation is encroaching me, I put my track shoes on and I start running. I'm going to just give you a quick illustration and I'm going to move on. You know, there have been times when I was working where my company would send me to various conventions and various situations, you know, various gatherings. And me and coworkers would go together. There was this one time, this female coworker, oddly enough, I'm not going to get into how that happened. We ended up having rooms right next to each other that was adjoining rooms. We go in our rooms. I'm unpacking. The next thing I know, she's knocking at the door. I open it, which I shouldn't have done. I was a first-year student in the school of ministry, the charter class. So she comes in and sits on the bed and starts talking. No big deal, but it should have never happened. And then she makes a comment. You can come over anytime you get ready. So once she left and went back in the room, I looked at that door that was open. I locked it, never unlocked it. You know, I'm not going to give because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's, believe me, you're going to reap what you sow. And I'll leave it at that. Let me move on. There should be no sexual affairs among the fivefold ministry gifts. There should be no homosexual affairs. Absolutely not. There should be no wife swapping, no blatant sex sin, no inappropriate conduct for those in ministry. Anytime you have this level of dishonor, there is a harvest of catastrophe that shall be reaped. This is total dishonor to God. You know, you can't honor God and live in sin. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You've got to live holy. God desires holiness when we serve a holy God. If you want the blessings of God on your life, you must live holy. Let me move on. Satan will do whatever he can to discredit you and your ministry. A lot of times it's just a temptation because he wants to discredit you. The opposite sex are really not attracted to you so much as they are attracted to the anointing that's on your life. Satan will use whoever he can to destroy you and in the area of sex and pride. He will use a Jezebel to seduce you, an adulteress to seduce you. He will use whatever he can. Satan will use whatever trickery he can to destroy your years of ministry. He will try to get you involved in sex sins of pride or whatever it takes, because ultimately he wants to smear the kingdom of God to make it seem as though it was it's just hogwash, and it's not. You know, I know people who allowed Satan through pride and through adulterous situations, sex sin, to destroy their ministry. I'm not going to go into it, you know, but they didn't discern themselves in those areas. And one of the things I want to point out too, and we'll probably I'll probably touch on it a little later, but while I'm here, I want to say it. Even if your man of God falls, as a son, it's so very important that you uphold him and you cover him with your anointing, and you help him to get back up on his feet. Because if you begin, which you should never do, start putting your mouth up on a man of God because he falls, a lot of times the same sin that that person or that man of God went through, it'll come up on you. I've seen that happen more than once, where people talked all about, put their mouth on their spiritual father, their pastor, concerning sins that they fell into, and the same thing happened to them years down the road. Because whatever sins you remit shall be remitted unto you, and whatever sins you retain shall be retained unto you. That's in the book of John, somewhere around John, the 20th chapter. But anyway, let's move on. The second level of honor is honoring the apostolic, honoring apostles and prophets, the apostolic gifts. Matthew 13:57 says, "And they were all and they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and his own house." You must honor the apostolic source that God placed in the region. Here's the principle. The reason many countries never get the benefit of the gift that God has given that country is because they have not shown proper honor to the apostolic and the prophetic gifts that God has blessed them with. Listen to this. Every gift is given to a region to match the needs of that region. Apostle Thompson was given to this region to set the body of Christ free from financial bondage. When you receive him as a gift and honor him as a gift and obey him, obey the words that he's ministering that comes out of his mouth, that financial prosperity anointing will come upon your life. That healing anointing will come upon your life. When you obey him, God has been instructing him to teach on health and walking in divine health. When you begin to eat right and live right, your body is going to act right and get back in line the way God designed it to do. Since January, I've lost probably close to 60 pounds. I've been here recently on a detox and eating nothing but fruit and vegetables and nutrients putting in my body. I wake up refreshed. I feel energetic. I mean, my numbers went down. I had an appointment with my doctor, a virtual appointment, just last month. And she said she's never seen numbers drop the way my numbers have dropped that soon. And she said, "Greg, you probably added 20 years to your life." But the only credit I can take is obeying my man of God, doing what he instructed us to do. And let me move on, because my time is well spent. But, you know, that's so very important that we honor. If people in the region don't receive and honor the gift that God has sent to them, they will not receive the blessing that man of God was sent to give them. If you dishonor in your own country or region, or if you're on your own house, your church, the apostolic and the prophetic gift, you are actually dishonoring God, because he is an ambassador for God, sent by God, representing God's kingdom. So it's imperative, and it's to your benefit and into all of our benefit, that we honor our pastors. And you see, a pastor should be under an apostle. You know, if you're a pastor, you need to have a spiritual father, an apostolic covering over your life, somebody to speak into your life. makes a difference. It makes all the difference in the world. There were situations, things that my family went through. I have no idea how we came through it, but the only thing I could conclude was I'm under an apostolic covenant. I'm under apostolic government, and God covered me. Amen. Okay. If a country or government does not honor the spiritual leaders in that country cannot be blessed. The curse causeless shall not come. This is how apostolic government is set up. It supersedes and overrules natural or man-made government that's in the land. God government has final authority. I'm not going to go into reading Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, where it says, verse 7, about the increase of the government and peace, there shall be no end, you know, upon the throne of David to order it, to establish, you know, God's government from henceforth forevermore, how the zeal of the Lord is going to accomplish this. That's government. And when you're on the apostolic government, because God has set his government up and it is functioning well, you as a student, as a born again believer, it's imperative that we honor apostolic government, apostles and prophets. Amen. All right. With all that said, I'm going to move to the next category. The third level of honor is honoring fathers. Malachi 1 and 6. As a son honor his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Said the Lord of hosts. O priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised their name? Sons must honor spiritual fathers. You know, even if it's not your spiritual father, you must honor the fathers that's in the land by respecting and honoring them. I remember an apostle came to a neighboring church years ago. My wife and I went to hear him speak. And when he walked in the building, as customary, as we've been taught, we stood up. When we saw his presence on the stage, we stood up. Everybody in the church sat down. People were still talking. It wasn't a big deal. And I'm looking around. I said, don't they know an apostle just walked on the stage? But a lot of times people walk in dishonor because they just never been taught. You know, thank God for Apostle Thompson, who taught us how to respect spiritual authority. You know, I was in Las Vegas one year, and a mighty man of God was ministering. And as he ministered, the Lord prompted me to sow a seed into him. Everybody kind of looked at me like I was weird and something was going on. And then another man kind of got wind of it, and all he had was a pocket knife. And so he went up and he sold his pocket knife, you know. But, you know, we've been taught to honor. And believe me, it makes a difference when you honor. All right. Let me move on. And I've read this scripture before, but I want to read it again. Malachi 4 and 6. It says, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. You know, God is turning the hearts of fathers to the children that God has assigned to them. But God is also turning the hearts of children to hook up and connect and to covenant with the apostolic government and the apostle that God has called them to. In these last days, you've got to be connected. You don't be a renegade. Don't be out there just on your own. Find your spiritual covering. Find your father. Find somebody that you can honor. And that's so very important that you find the person. Then when the individual, the fathers that you honor, now their generational blessings and their anointings can come upon your life. Deep down in our hearts, we know who is the father in particular areas, cities, or regions. We know from experience who the fathers are in certain cities, and we need to honor those fathers. Even if those fathers have fallen, listen to what I'm saying, from grace and have done inappropriate behavior, we still need to honor them and cover them. Remember, I talked about that. So we don't fall in the same trap that they did. Noah had two sons, Shem and Japheth, who honored their father by backing up, covering their father's nakedness. Ham dishonored his father's by exposing his nakedness and talking about his father. Ham was cursed, but the other two brothers were blessed. Why? Because they did the right thing. Even though their father had messed up, they covered their father's nakedness to restore him back to health, physically and spiritually. Whenever you have fathers that have been uncovered, have uncovered themselves and fallen into sin, and the son speaks badly about the uncovering of their father, they open the door to the curse their father has initiated to come upon them. The dishonor, the curse, and the sin of iniquity comes upon the son's life because they didn't cover their father's nakedness or cover him with their anointing and restore him back. I've talked about this a little earlier, and I don't really have time to get into it any more detail, but we need to honor fathers. Amen. The fourth level of showing honor is honoring parents. Honoring your parents. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord God giveth thee. Another scripture, Ephesians 6 and 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Deuteronomy 5 and 16, honor thy father and mother, as the Lord thy God had commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged. You want your days prolonged, honor your parents, and that it may be well with thee. In other words, that you be in health, that you be healthy and you live a long, prosperous, satisfied life. I have the honor, my mom's 86 years old, to honor her, and every opportunity I get, I sow honor into her life. Because while she's living, I want to make sure that she's well provided for, well taken care of, because I know by doing that, my days will be prolonged and I'm going to live well upon the earth because I'm following biblical apostolic principles and putting them into operation. Amen. All right. I got a few minutes left. The fifth level of honoring is honor seniors or older people. I'm not going to say old people. I'm going to say seniors because you're only as old as you think you are. Leviticus 19 and 32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary-headed, white-headed man and honor the face of the old man and fear the Lord, for I am the Lord. Show respect and honor to the aged and honor the presence of the elderly. Fear the Lord, for I am God. That's the Message Bible. There was a situation where Elijah ran across some young guys and they started mocking him and said, you know, go ye, you old, white-headed man, you know, just go on about your business. And the Bible says that some she-bears came and devoured him because they disrespected. Number one, he was God's apostolic source at that time and God's mouthpiece upon the earth. But he was an older gentleman and they dishonored him. And by doing so, they got devoured. So you want to honor and respect elders. Anytime you disrespect seniors and when an older person walks in, an elder walks in the door, out of respect, you honor them and you stand up and you give them that respect. So their life experiences, their survival skills and what God has graced them with can come upon you. But when you disrespect them, anything that they might have had to impart to you won't come to you because you disrespected them. You know, that's just a spiritual principle, you know. So you want to honor your elders, honor and respect those who God has placed. OK, I have less than a minute. Number six. Honor the anointing that's on you. Honor the gift and the anointing on your life. Psalms 8, 4 and 6 says, what is man that thou art so mindful of him, and the son of man that thou didst visit him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and thou crowned him with glory and honor. It is so important that you honor the anointing that's in the land. Honor the anointing upon your life. If you don't honor your life sources, if you don't honor the anointing that God has on your life, you will not be blessed. And I'm going to conclude with that.